This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back on a Chickies Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz here on a warmish Friday. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, brother Spike.
Can you hear you?
Well, not really, but you know what? The show must go on, and we'll deal with it in a timely fashion with our technical difficulties. But it is Friday. I'm feeling good. Ready for a big weekend. We're coming off a split series versus the Giants. I'm ready to tackle some nonsense that I've been hearing. Before we got off the air yesterday. I can't wait to get into this today about possibly trading one of the top 5 players in the last 25 years to wear midnight green. Can't wait to get into that. Jackie Baseball, I tell you, you better be lucky we have Christopher Sanchez as our pitcher. Because doggone it, I don't know where we would be without him. I'll let you, boy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. So, totally agree. It's good to see that you have come aboard the Sanchez.
Yeah.
Oh, man, $50 down.
Yeah, never a doubt. Never a doubt. And I don't know, Ike, starting to make a lot of sense, the idea of trading someone. Starting to make a lot more sense.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, it is a big show today, as it always is on the WIP Afternoon Show, but particularly big show today on a Friday. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3 o'clock. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. Todd McShay going to join us at 4 o'clock. Talk a little draft. And then we see at 4:30. If Ike Reese holds on to the belt for a third consecutive week, has he done enough?
I think personally,
yeah,
he needs a good open here.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Personally he needs a good open to hold on to the belt here.
All right, so it's going to be an on-the-record Friday, and let me set it up for you. We learned during the show yesterday, Howard Eskin reported, that the Eagles had explored trading A.J. Brown for a top 10 pick in this year's NFL draft. And, you know, it's not the first time we've heard about the idea of trading A.J. Brown this offseason. We heard all the stuff with the Patriots and so on and so forth. And I think what we can learn, what we know, is that if he is reporting it, at least there was something. There was some conversation. We don't know if it's going to happen, but we know that where there is smoke, there's usually a little bit of fire. So on the record Friday, here is the question I will pose to you, Ike. If the Eagles were to trade A.J. Brown for the number 4 pick in the draft, let's say it's the number 4 pick in the draft of the New England Patriots, would you be mad at the Eagles and Howie Roseman, or would you understand it? Would you say, all right, I get it, or would you be mad at the organization for trading a talent like A.J. Brown? On the record Friday, Ike Reese, how would you feel?
Well, my initial thought would be I'd be mad as hell. So you would have to, upon explaining this to us, to me, as a fan of the team, why this makes sense to remove a player of his caliber from your team when you're trying to repeat as a champion? Because, see, that's the number one thing that when I've heard this discussion, and I'm not saying that, listen, this is what we do. This is part of what we do. We there are hypotheticals. We discuss things. This is a part of what we do, right? So I'm not offended by the question. I'm not offended by the suggestion. I'm not offended by the report that's out there. I'll just say I don't think it would be a good move for the Eagles, and for a multitude of reasons. Let's start with what it signals to the fan base and your team. There's no way you can sell either one of those two entities, the fan base or the team, that you're doing your best to try to go repeat as champions. That's out the window. There's no way you can sell, right? You can't sell me that
No.
We're trying to go win the Super Bowl next year.
By the way, I'm having a hard time being sold it so far this offseason anyway.
That's fine.
Right.
But for me, I can at least buy into that.
Sure.
Because I can look at my offense and say I still, from a personnel standpoint, have arguably the best offensive personnel in all of football. You take A.J. Brown off of this offense and you hamper what they can do moving forward, not to mention the impact it has on individual players. That's what A.J. Brown does. He makes life easy for Saquon Barkley, for Devontae Smith, more importantly for Jalen Hurts. That's what A.J. Brown does. So you're signaling to your fan base and your players that you're not trying to win this year. You're not trying to win this year. Secondly, the player that you're supposedly going up to get, I don't know what that player is ultimately going to become. Now, a lot of players have potential. I've seen a lot of players come out of college. They were great in college, and for whatever reason, it didn't translate over to the NFL. They couldn't put it together, right? So when you're talking about, and by the way, you're not just giving up A.J. Brown. Anybody who thinks trading A.J. Brown in the 32nd pick is enough to get you to the top five, you don't know how this thing works. You're going to have to give up more than that. So you're liably getting up, giving up two first-round picks. You can give away next year's first-round pick also to get this kid. And it's not going to be Travis Hunter, because as dumb as Cleveland is and as many mistakes as they made, not taking Travis Hunter, you may as well fire everybody out there in Cleveland. Get rid of everybody. Get rid of everybody if you're not taking Travis Hunter. Secondly, the Giants. You would have to have the Giants take Shedeur Sanders. Because you know the Giants aren't giving us the third pick, right? We know that, right?
No, yeah.
So the highest we can get is fourth.
Four, that's what I'm saying, the fourth pick. Let's say it's the fourth pick.
The quarterbacks are mediocre at best in this draft. The best two players in the draft are Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter.
What if they're both there?
I still wouldn't do it if they were both there. But I'm just saying this is all the risk that you they would. So first of all, the trade couldn't be made unless one of them were there.
Right. I think this is a trade that would probably happen on draft night. That would be my guess.
So one of those two players
Hunter has to be there.
Carter has to be there. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Or we're not making the trade.
Right.
Well, because I heard Joe Giglio and Hugh talking about the value of the pick and what you can do with it. No, there better be a player that you're targeting that you're going to have to sell to us. This was a logical reason to get rid of this guy. I'm not buying it. I'd be mad. That was a long way, but I needed to explain that, and I feel like I'm going to have to do that more than once today. But, yes, there's no way, and, yeah, I would be mad as hell about that.
It is on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. If the Eagles were to trade A.J. Brown for the number 4 overall pick, would you be mad or would you understand it? Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You said, Ike, they would be signaling to everybody that they're not going to win a Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
And here's why. I don't want them to trade A.J. Brown at all. But here's why I would understand it. Why I would understand it is I believe they have sort of been hinting to us all offseason that it would be nice to win the Super Bowl next year, but they're certainly not going all in. It seems like this offseason has been more about setting up the next 5 years than it is about next year. They've been telling us that from a salary perspective. They've been telling us that from a who we want to give contracts perspective, from a draft pick perspective. They've been telling us all offseason. This offseason has screamed, we're not going all in to win the Super Bowl this year. So if you're going to do that, he is probably one of your most valuable trade pieces. His value is only going to go down. And I say that only because he will get older. He will be closer to another contract, all that. If you were to try to do it after next offseason, I don't think the same value that there would be this offseason. So if you're really trying to set yourself up for the next 5 years and you have an opportunity to get into the top five in the NFL draft, potentially get a Travis Hunter or an Abdul Carter, I'm not saying it's less about do I want them to do it and more about would I be mad or would I understand it. And I would understand it. I would be, like, shocked if they did it, but I would understand it. 215-592-9494. Jack, would you understand or would you be mad if they traded A.J. Brown for the number four pick in the draft?
So I would understand it, and I think it comes down to maximizing A.J. Brown's value, and I think that where they're stuck at is I do believe that after next year, they're going to have to redo Jalen's deal, almost likely. They're going to have to pay Jalen Carter. They're going to have to pay Nolan Smith. Eventually, they're going to have to pay Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. I just don't know how this all works. I don't know, and I know that people are going to call in, and they're going to say, how he'll figure it out. Eventually, it's going to get tight. And they're going to have to move on from someone on the offense. And Devontae doesn't have the kind of value that A.J. Brown has. I mean, A.J. Brown is a top three receiver. He's a phenomenal player. All things considered, would not want to move A.J. Brown. But is it about next year, or is it about the next 5 years of Eagles football? And I think it's more about the next 5 years of Eagles football. And if they did end up trading A.J. Brown. So I would understand it. I would not be furious.
All right. We do have a next question today. Happy birthday, Conan O'Brien. It's Conan O'Brien's birthday, and he is a famous redhead. So for next question today, we will talk about sports, and then I will say next question, and you will give us your go-to redhead. Jack, give us – now, you've been on a hot streak.
I know.
I think, Jack. You've turned the corner this week.
I don't
for
think
next
so.
Question. Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
First one that came to mind was Amy Adams.
Oh, she is a – she ranks very high for me. That is a good answer.
Look at you.
It's not even my style, but she ranks very high. I got to be honest. She ranks very high. Contact, one of my favorite movies, by the way.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ike. Yes. Go ahead. No, I was trying to think of the movie. I remembered your name. I was trying to think of the movie.
Days off into the distance, thinking about Amy Adams.
I was trying to think of the movie.
I got to tell you, not that I'm opposed to the redhead female.
Right.
A lot of good-looking redheaded females out there.
Yeah, sure.
Back when I was a young tyke, you know.
Ike the tyke?
Yeah, man, and I come home from school and I was racing to get home to watch Gilligan's Island, right?
Yes.
Oh, man, what a great show.
Yep.
You know, I wasn't really a Mary Ann type of guy.
Oh, you're a ginger guy.
Oh, man, come on, man. Yeah. Ginger, man. Oh, but that's not who I'm going with, though.
Oh,
what a change up.
He takes ginger off the board.
Yeah, okay. Well, I threw that out there.
Okay.
Because you know who I'm going to go with?
Tell me.
Redhead. You know, the redhead got to play quarterback here in not too long.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going with him either.
Oh, my God. He took another one off the board.
I'm going with the lookalike.
Okay.
Prince Harry.
All right.
Okay, there you go. Prince Harry. That's a good redhead.
That's the long-winded Ike.
Yeah,
today.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
You got 4 hours.
Summer Friday.
We got 4 hours. I'm going Lindsay Lohan.
All right.
Look, man.
Oh, peak Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, peak Lindsay Lohan.
When was peak Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, come on. There was a peak Lindsay Lohan.
Forever.
Yeah, but well, I think she cleaned up now.
I guess by the time I realized who she was, it was over.
But
Hold on. You ever see The Parent Trap?
I kind of like when they're a mess. Okay. I like Tara Reid.
How old was she when she was in The Parent Trap?
Oh, that's way younger. That's like
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, she was in Mean Girls, right?
She was in Mean Girls.
That sounds like a chick flick.
That's no
Mean Girls, good flick.
Not a chick flick.
Yeah, it's a coming of age movie.
It's not a coming of age movie. Not chick flick. Teen movie, like American Pie.
You like train wrecks?
My wife is not one.
Never seen.
You can't
Girls,
marry a train wreck.
But it sounds like it's about Mean Girls.
Yeah. In high school.
That sounds like a chick flick.
It's not a chick flick.
I don't know.
I can't believe we're going to do
it
this
again. It might be a chick. Well.
It's not a chick flick.
It sounds like one.
Mean Girls is not a chick flick.
That's like telling me Clueless wasn't a
It's not a chick flick. It's a teen movie like American Pie.
Well, at least American Pie had guys
that's
in there.
That's a comedy.
Yeah, that was
so is Clueless, and so is Mean Girls.
Yeah, but American Pie and Mean Girls. Like,
that's
American,
not even the same
it's
thing.
More raunchy comedy.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it is not. Well, raunchy comedy is not chick flick.
And American Pie
Mean Girls
was more
not,
of a guy movie than it was a chick flick.
What's that?
American Pie.
Yeah, FTV.
Yeah, but Mean Girls. You didn't even see Mean Girls. How do you know if it's a chick flick or not?
Well, I just said it sounds like
one. Oh, it isn't one.
No, that's what I said. I said it sounds like one.
All right. 215-592-9494. It's on the record Friday. If the Eagles were to trade A.J. Brown for the fourth pick in the draft, would you be mad or would you understand it? And next question today, based on Conan O'Brien's birthday, give us your go-to redhead. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, that's why this show is an A+, because Spike, you always got to argue everything.
Yep. Can't just let things go.
Whenever we do the next question, you ask Jack, he give his, you give his. Ike always got to give a soliloquy before he answers the question. Just answer the question. Damn, you know what I'm saying? Ike, Spike, you ain't got to argue about everything. Like,
I'm just saying, it's not a chick flick. He asked if it was a chick flick. I said it's not.
Sometimes you just got to agree to disagree.
No, right? Not in this profession.
Yeah, come on. We got
to fight to the death.
4 hours, bro. 4 hours.
Yeah.
Hey, but look, man. This is dumb. First of all, let me just put this out here. I need y'all to pump the brakes on Travis Hunter. I'm not saying us. If somebody drafts Travis Hunter to play corner, cool. Him locking down, you know, Jalen Reagor and them, I'm not impressed by that. Locking down Jackson State guys. I get it if you ball, he the Heisman, I get all that. But listen, like this dude, in the NFL, on one side you getting Tyreek Hill, on the other side, last year you would have got Jalen Ramsey. You know what I'm saying? This dude ain't gonna come into the NFL locking down Pat and then going for 100 yards. He ain't about to do that. I don't want him. Abdul Carter, good player, already dealing with injuries. I'm not giving up a top two, top three player on the Eagles for no pick. What? Like, okay, maybe y'all talking about, next 5 years. Okay, we'll talk about it next year if we don't go to the Super Bowl. We are trying to build something here. I'm not giving up A.J. Brown for no rookie draft.
But the question is, if they did it, would you be mad at the team if they did it?
Hell yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm just.
I like
just,
that on
well,
the record.
Everybody's got to be on the record.
I know.
Everybody's
got to
be on the record because all everyone's done is explain away everything this offseason.
I'm gonna be more than mad. I'm gonna be hot.
Okay.
You know, I'm optimism guy. Let them trade AJ Brown away for like the 6th or 7th pick and see if I ain't gonna be on Howard.
Well, the 6th or 7th pick, I'd be with you. It's really about Abdul Carter.
But what I'm saying is like everybody's saying the top 10. Like I just said, let the Giants trade us the 3rd pick. Right, we ain't giving them AJ Brown, so they not even gonna have that conversation.
Right.
Right. Hey, they already in hot water over Deshaun Watson. Let them go ahead and trade away the pick, and somebody come
see
in.
See what happens.
AJ Brown there. AJ Brown ask out or something in the year. You know what I'm saying? They're gone. So who? The Patriots? I'm not. Come on, man. Like, and if I'm trading AJ Brown, I need some back. I want the 4th pick and Christian Gonzalez. Y'all ain't just giving no – I don't want no potential. I don't know what a pick is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. A.J. Brown, we know what he is. I need a known commodity. Right?
Can I ask you something, Corey? Corey, can I ask you? All right. So I hear what you're saying. But at some point, every known commodity was a player that a team believed in. Right. And all I've heard this offseason is how good we are at the draft. And why I shouldn't worry about all the established players they lost because they're so good at the draft. So if the Eagles, and I'm just presenting it to you as they may present it. So if the Eagles made the trade and they said, look, we've done our homework. We believe in this player. This player is going to be a multiple-time all-pro player. Mm-hmm. And this team has drafted so well. You wouldn't believe them?
Nah, but this is the problem. If I'm with A.J. Brown's impact, like let's say, for example, this was the year Jamar Chase in the draft. If you're telling me I'm trading A.J. Brown, I'm going to get Jamar Chase,
okay.
We can talk about that.
Right.
I don't care about that dude from Arizona. Like Jeremiah Smith ain't in this draft. This ain't Malik Nabers. Like, I'm not trading for, like, a defensive guy.
Yeah, but when you have a special – top two quarterback.
Who's special?
I mean, do you really need AJ Brown?
Wait. Did they not just pay $90 million?
I'm just asking the question.
They did.
Yeah, but they also don't have a defense, which is always going to suck.
Y'all tell me that guy better, and they try to trade Goddard too. So damn. Y'all want him going back to Rager and Quez Watkins?
I'm just asking the question.
Can he hide somebody? Damn, you know, Superman can't always be Superman. Can he play with somebody? Goodness, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing it. If anybody says that we should do it, smack yourself before you call. One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing on the way out. I'm going to give my red hair real quick. It's Rihanna, right? And then one more
I was
thing.
Wondering how Corey was going to go delegation on Famous Redhead. He figured it out. So.
Did Whitney Houston ever have a redheaded face for Chuck?
No.
One more thing. I'm not going to say no names or nothing like that. But, you know, y'all can put it 2-2 together. Floyd Mayweather was great at one time, but he ain't stepping in the ring with Terrence Crawford. Holla at Vince Woomer from Kentucky. I'm out.
Wow.
The continued beef.
Yeah, I like that beef.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like Aaron from Mount Airy, Corey from Columbus beef.
Two of my favorites.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I tell you what, though. I mean, you referred to him as Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, which is
that's
one of the
shabby.
Best boxers of all time. Yeah. Well,
is Terrence Crawford a bad boxer?
No, he's a I'm not going to waste my time.
I think a lot of people have been doing that with me recently.
Yeah. They just roll their eyes. You know I'm not going to do this. 215-592-9494. On the record Friday, if the Eagles were to trade A.J. Brown for the number 4 overall pick in the draft, would you be mad or would you understand it? Fred and Scranton, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. I finally get to talk.
Fred. Fred, are you on speakerphone?
Oh, here we
Fred.
Go. He's about to say something nice.
Nah, we're going to keep him off speakerphone.
Buzz can check. Honestly, just take it off the phone.
Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick? Oh, my God. I give up.
Nick was in college. Nick was on speaker.
He was yelling. He was yelling at somebody else.
Some kids, I think.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, we should have listened to that.
Yelling at kids.
Jack, I have no idea how you talk. I'm going to give a compliment to Jack.
Great.
Right now. Because I insulted Jack's producing skills earlier this week.
Yep.
You know, we all agreed. Even Jack agreed he had fallen off as a producer.
Yeah. But still, again, my falling off is still pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your ability, you talk a lot on the show.
Sure.
And
some say too much.
Some say. And when I go to the callers, they're almost always ready.
85% hit rate, I would say.
Yeah. And when you're not there, the producer's usually not talking. And yet still, I have to beg the producer to make sure that the callers are ready to talk on the air.
Yeah.
So that's a compliment to you.
See,
I'm not going to criticize anybody. I'm going to compliment you.
I can't tell if he's getting unlucky back there or if I'm on a good streak.
What is he, unlucky every Friday?
Guess that's a fair point.
Right.
Guess
all right.
That's a fair point.
Okay. 215-592-9494. On the record Friday, if the Eagles traded A.J. Brown for the number 4 pick, would you be mad or would you understand? Next question today, based on Conan O'Brien's birthday, give us your famous redhead. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3. Todd McShay joins us at 4. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball is back. You can watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.